Okay. So again, the first sugya is Amiras Barshim Pamoch Solam Ved Al Skarshim Shemayim Batal. So Tosis brings a Yerushalmi that if the fruit that you're going to eat falls out of your hand after you've already said a bracha, so you say Baruch Shem Pamoch Solam Ved. Yeah. So there's a Chakira that we brought down over two ways to understand this, how this functions. How does Baruch Shem function? Either you can say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Ved is tshuva for being Motzi Shem Shemayim L'Batala. I made a mistake and now I'm doing tshuva on that mistake. That would be the more classical way of understanding it. Alternatively, we can say that saying Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Ved is somehow mafkia the isur that you've done. It removes that which you've done. So the Rambam, in a number of places, is noted to the Tzad Hashem, to the second side. The Rambam says that somehow saying Baruch Shem is Mafkiya the Isser. The Lashon of the Rambam in Brachos Dalad Yud is, so he brings down the case, and he says, V'tzarech lomar Baruch Shem v'ho machus olam v'ed al bracha rishona, k'dei shelo l'hotzi shem shemayim l'vatala. So the Lashon of the Rambam is, I'm saying Baruch Shem, k'dei shelo l'hotzi shem shemayim l'vatala. That in doing so, it's as if I was not Motzi Shem Shemayim L'Batala. It's fixing the problem as if it never happened. Similarly, we have in Shavuos, the Rambam says, L'fikach em toha lashon v'hotzi Shem Shemayim yemaher miyad yishabech v'yifar v'yihadar lo k'day shelo yizacher l'batala. In order so I don't mention Hashem's name l'batala, it somehow fixes the problem. How does that work, Misvara? Because I've said Shem Shemayim, and now I'm saying Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Ved. I'm blessing that name. So I didn't say it, Levatola, I said it, and then I blessed it. On the other hand, the Tor just quotes it much more classically, quotes its din. He says, the Lashon is, V'tzarech lomar Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Ved, al shehotzi Shem Shemayim Levatola. Not kidday, but on the fact that I said Shem Shemayim Levatola. So the Tor is going in the first side, that you're just doing tshuva for this mistake that you did. So, what's interesting is that the Rambam, in Parak Aleph of Brachos, so he brings down a different din of Bracha Sheinu Tzricha, and he says that it's ki'ilu, like your nose Shem Shemayim Lashav, v'areyu kin nishba Lashav, v'asr la'anos achrav amin, ad kan lashono. He doesn't finish by saying that you should say Baruch Shem Kedei Shelo L'Hotzi Shem Shemayim, or Kedei, in this case, that it won't be a Baruch Shem Utsricha. So we see that by a Baruch Shem Utsricha, this Eitzah of Baruch Shem doesn't work. So question number one is, why is that true? Why is it that Baruch Shem doesn't work for a Baruch Shem Utsricha? So, the Rambam, in that halacha, and in Shavuos, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Tes, says, what's interesting is that he says that Baruch Shem Tzricha is ki'ilu, like, not only ki'ilu, it is the lav of Nishba Lashav. It's an actual lav of Shua Shav. As opposed to most of the other Rishonim, for example, Tosis and Rosh Hashanah on Daf Lamed Gimel, that say that this is just really an Asmachta, and a Baruch Shem Tzricha is simply an Asmachta, nothing more. But everyone agrees, based on the Gemara and Tumura Daf Dalid, that Motz Shem Shemayim, that's not a lav, it's not an asmachta, but rather it's an assay of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. So that's the Rambam. The Rambam says, again, lav and assay, Baruch Shem Tzricha is a lav, and Motz Shem Shemayim La'atala would be an assay. So in our case of the fruit falling out of your hand, in that case, the Rambam says, say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Ved, so that there's no Motzi Shem Shemayim L'Batala. The mashmos of this Rambam, Lefi Rebbe, if you look inside the Rambam, so it's not so pashut, but Rebbe wants to be medayik in the Rambam, that if not for Baruch Shem, the only issue here would be the aseh of Motzi Shem Shemayim L'Batala. So we can ask, in the case where the fruit falls out of your hand, you made a bracha, the fruit fell out of your hand, one can ask, so what happened to the lav of bracha shein tzricha? Lachor, you made a bracha that wasn't necessary. You're not eating that fruit with that bracha. You have to make another bracha. So Rebbe wanted to say that the fact that I have the fruit in my hand, when I make the bracha, that makes it that there's no bracha sheino tzricha. The law of bracha sheino tzricha doesn't apply so long as there's a fruit in my hand when I make the bracha. In a chanami, it ends up falling on the floor. And in a chanami, the bracha ends up not working. But because I made the bracha with the fruit in my hand, so now there's no issue of the law. However, we know, according to Rebbe's diuk, there would be, however, just an assay of Moshe Shemayla Vatala. So the question is, why does this Maila of having the fruit in your hand only take off the lav of Rakhshin and Sricha, but not the assay of Moshe Shemayla Vatala? So those are two kashas. So just to chazer what we have, right now we're left in Shitas HaRambam with two questions. Question number one is, why doesn't Baruch Shem Vomach Solam at work to take off a Baruch Shem Nitzricha? And question number two is, why does this Eitzah of taking the fruit in my hand only remove, or not the Eitzah, why does the case of taking the fruit in my hand only remove the issue of Baruch Shem Nitzricha, but it does not remove being Moshe Shem Shemayim Levatala? Two kashas. So we're going to use Rav Akiva Eger, Rav Krager, to develop a mahalach here in the sugya. Rav Krager says that there's a difference, a fundamental difference between bracha sheino tzricha and motzi shemayim levatala. And the nafka mina is over whether or not these isurim apply with a kinui, with a kilo, a nickname for Hashem, not one of the actual names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but one of the nicknames of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when it comes to bracha sheino tzricha, there, the Rambam equates Baruch Shein Tzricha to Shvu Hashav. And therefore, this Isser, this Lav, applies even the Kinoi. However, when it comes to Moshe Shem Shemayim Levatala, there, the Isser would not apply the Kinoi. And Rav Akiva Eger explains, this is Gevaldik, it makes a lot of sense. Because for the Rambam, what's more chamer? Is Baruch Shein Tzricha more chamer, or is Moshe Shemayim Levatala more chamer? Anyone? Which one's more chamer? Baruch Shein Tzricha is alive. So if the Baruch Shein Tzricha is alive and it's more chamer, so I understand why very well it would apply even in more cases, even in cases of a kinoi. So now it comes the mahalach. We know that Bracha Sheino Tzricha in the Rambam is the same and functions the same way as Shvu Hashav. And Rav Akiva Eger even showed this Ladina, that it comes out in Afkaminas this way, that this is even why both apply Bikinoi, why even a Bracha Sheino Tzricha applies Bikinoi. So if that's true, we can understand what's the Geder HaIsser of Shvu Hashav. And when we understand the Geder Isser of Shvu Hashav, it'll apply to Bracha Sheino Tzricha. So the Geder HaIsser, when it comes to Shvu Hashav, is that, and so too by Bracha Sheino Tzricha, is that I put something out into the universe that has nothing to be chal on. I put a bracha out there, I put a Shvu Hashav out there. There's something out there, and there's nothing for it to be chal on. So this will answer question number two. When I have the fruit in my hand, the bracha is chal on the fruit because the fruit is in my hand. So even when the fruit falls out of my hand, there's no longer an issue of bracha sheino tzricha because the bracha was chal on the fruit. All that's left is an issue of Moshe Shem Shemayim Levatala. So question number two falls away. We were bothered. Why is this Eitzah of putting the fruit in one's hand? So why does that get rid of bracha sheino tzricha but not Moshe Shem Shemayim Levatala? The answer is, if you understand how Baruch Shem Tzricha works, you understand that the only thing missing with Baruch Shem Tzricha is for something to be chal, is the bracha to be chal on something. When the fruit's in my hand, the bracha can be chal on the fruit. Moshe Shem Shemayim Levatala is a whole other thing. So for that, having the fruit in your hand wouldn't work, and there would still be an assay, an isra assay, and you would need to say Baruch Shem Kvam Achasolam V'ed. How do we answer the first question? So, when it comes to Baruch Sheino Tzricha, what was first of all, what was the first question? Anyone remember? What's the question that we have not yet addressed? why does Baruch Shem only work? Right, meaning... Right. Right. Why does Baruch Shem for Malchus Olam Vaed only work for Motzei Yom Shemayim Galatala, but not for Baruch Shem and Tzricha? So with this Havana, we can understand. Because when it comes to Motzei Yom Shemayim Galatala, All I've done has been Motzei Shem Shemayim. And to that, the Rambam says, it's no longer Levatala when I say Baruch Shem. Because now it's not Levatala. I've given a purpose to this Shem Shemayim. I'm blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. But when it comes to Bracha Shein Tzricha, the issue at play is that there's nothing for the Bracha to be Chal on. A Bracha can't be Chal on Baruch Shem V'machso Olam Va'ed. Just praises Ba'alma. No. So when it comes to this greater issue of needing something to be, needing the bracha to be chal on something, Baruch Shem doesn't help.
I'm not 100% sure what you mean by that.
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, if you were Motzei Shem Shemayim in the Vatala, my Baruch Shem could be chal on that, even if it's not chal on the, if it's not chal on the greater thing.
So Alan's asking, but one second. If the whole issue of your Baruch Shem Tzricha is that you made a bracha and you need to be chal on something, why can't it be chal on Baruch Shem? So, Rebbe takes for a davar pashut that the bracha can't be chal on praises ba'alma. Rebbe has a lashon that the bracha can't be chal on just praises alone. It's not enough for the bracha to be chal on. The bracha needs to be chal on a fruit. It's to be chal on something be'etzem. Not just I made a bracha and that bracha, how does it work exactly? I made a bracha, the bracha's floating in the air, and now my bracha is on the Baruch Shem? No. I made a bracha on a fruit. Where's the fruit? So it's a Baruch Shem Tzricha.
No, I'm saying the exact opposite.
Okay.
Meaning Baruch Shem would be chal on the Shem Shemayim that you said on this, I guess, floating bracha. Meaning...
In a Chanami. Meaning in a Chanami. Good. The Baruch Shem gets rid of the Motzei Shem Shemayim Levatala. In a Chanami.
Yeah, but it shouldn't Maishna of Bracha Levatala, but in Baruch Shem and Tzricha. The Ram doesn't say anything about Baruch Shem.
Correct.
Right. So why?
We're saying a fundamental difference between Baruch Shem Tzricha and Motzei Shem Shemayim Levatala. By Motzei Shem Shemayim Levatala, does Baruch Shem work?
Yes.
By Baruch Shem Tzricha, does Baruch Shem work?
No.
So why is that? So based on Rav Akiva Eiger, we're explaining that Baruch Shem Tzricha is a much worse iser, it's a lav, and it functions in an entirely different way. The way that it functions is that there's some sort of matbeah habracha that you've put into the universe, the spiritual universe, that's just floating around. It needs to be chal on something. It's not just that I've been Motzi Hashem's name and now I can repair that by saying Baruch Shem. It's so much more than that. Yeah? Okay. So, my Chavrusa also had a diuk that this fits very well to the Rambam. Because the earlier case in the Rambam, he brings down a case where you're not holding the fruit, you make a bracha, and there he doesn't mention Baruch Shem V'machso Olam Va'ed. Why? Because there was a bracha Shein Tzricha. The only way to get rid of the bracha Shein Tzricha is when I'm holding a fruit, because then the bracha Shein Tzricha is chal on the fruit. But if a person wasn't holding the fruit, so it's a Baruch Shem Tzricha, and we've shown in the Rambam that Baruch Shem doesn't work, doesn't help for Baruch Shem Tzricha. So that's the end of the sugya. If there's any clarification questions, we can discuss them now. More like lumdish questions, we can discuss after. And we have clarification?
Are you still infringing over the asa by Baruch Shem Tzricha?
You're saying the first case of the Rambam?
Not always. Meaning, I guess that's what Rebbe Kivei.
Wait, which case of the Rambam? I'm sorry.
In the case of Baruch Shem and Tzricha, there's a lav in the Rambam. You're infringing on a lav. Are you also over the Aseh that you're over in Baruch Levatala?
Meaning that's the second case of the Rambam. Meaning that, I think the second case of the Rambam brings out your point. I think that you're trying to say. In the second case of the Rambam, the one that we've been discussing mainly, I have a fruit in my hand, and I make a bracha, and then it falls out of my hand. So we've shown that there's no Baruch Shem and Tzricha there. Yeah. There's only an issue of Motzei Shem Shemayim Levatala, and you make Baruch Shem. But you see that there's two different Yisurim, meaning
what I'm trying to say is not by that case, by the case of...
Let's say you didn't have the fruit in your hand, you're saying.
Yeah.
So lechora there would be two. There would be the lav and the essay lechora.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay. And hava mina, when we try to propose, why doesn't bracha lechala help bracha shein esricha? The hava mina is that it would only help, kind of resolve the aseh issue in bracha shein esricha, but not the lav.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Meaning, you have two issues about bracha shein esricha. You're the aseh and the lav, right?
Well, bracha shein esricha is a lav. But in cases of bracha shein esricha, so you have been motzei shem shemayim.
Meaning being over it.
Baruch shem doesn't do anything then? That's like Rebbe's question at the very end of the sugya.
That what?
Even though you did bracha shein esricha, but still you don't say bracha shem esricha because it doesn't do anything.
Meaning imagine if I were to say...
At least get rid of that.
Meaning imagine if I were to say bracha shein esricha or bracha shein esricha with the shem shemayim. Why can't baruch shem help me there?
If I would say Baruch Shein Esricha, you're saying it should get rid of the Aseh.
Correct.
It's a good kasha. Maybe it would. In a chanami. It's a good kasha. That's why I mentioned it. So this is more... Afterwards, we can discuss in the actual Lashon Rambam, a lot of these Zukam are not so pashut. But for now, I just want to give the Tzurasa D'Shmaisa of Rebbe's actual Mahalchim and the actual nitty-gritty of where he was coming from. So that we'll save for later. In a chanami, these are important points. Okay. Next sugya is in the Tosfos Devar HaMaaseh Nasan. So Rebbe, I'm not sure why, but Rebbe included this very shorthand in the notes. So if you just went through the notes, there's actually a lot more to the sugya. It's going to be a little bit longer than the notes actually say. But it's a sugya about a seba. So if you look there in Tosfos Devar HaMaaseh Nasan Baruch Habar, Rishus Lachem Nen Baruch. So it's a very small Tosfos, but about... four lines down, Tosa says, the case was Umari Bas Seba. The case was when there was a Seba there. So the Sugya of a Seba, it comes up, and for Gemara, for the Sugya, is on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, where there's a Machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. And there's two Lashonis of that Machlokas. So one Lashon is that Rav says that Yayin needs a Seba, and Rabbi Yochanan says that Yain doesn't need a Seba. And the other Lashon is that Rav says, Yain, a Seba doesn't help for it. But Rabbi Yochanan says, for Yain, molo a Seba does help. Rabbi Kiva Eger asks, this case that Tosfos is talking about, it's in the Gemara, it's not talking about wine at all. A few different examples of the fruits that we're talking about, we're certainly not talking about wine. So Rav Akiva asks, one second, we're not talking about wine, so Mamon of Shach, in either Lashon HaKama or the Lashon HaBasra, so by other foods, other than wine, the mashmos there is that there is no aseba. Meaning, the discussion is over wine. Does wine need aseba? Or does it not need aseba? Does aseba help for wine, or does it not help for wine? But by Shar Dvarim, so there's no aseba by wine. So why is Tosfos saying umari be aseba? It's talking about a case of aseba. So the truth is that the way I just explained the Gemara, where Rebbe Kiva Eger was coming from, is actually not so pasha. There's machlokas between the Rashba and the Rush. So we're going to do this slowly because it is a little bit teeth in the chadron. So the Rashba learns that the reason why Yayin was the matter of the machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan was really only for Shitas Rav. Whether Haseba doesn't work for wine according to Rav, or Haseba doesn't help for wine according to Rav. But Lefi Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, it's not just wine. Wine and everything else either needs Haseba or it helps Haseba. And therefore, it's very good. Tosfos here is talking about Shar Dvarim, and Haseba works. Gevaldik. So, L'chayr, Tosfos is going like the Rashba. Now, there's another way of learning, and this is where it gets a little bit confusing. I'm gonna switch the order that Rabbi spoke this out in, because I think it's easier in this way, but the Rush learns differently. The Rush learns that no, This machlokas is dafka by wine. But by shar dvarim, kuli amalo pligi. So, okay, I'm trying to think of how to speak this out. Again, there's two lashonis in the Gemara. One lashon has a machlokas over sar chaseba, and one lashon in the Gemara has a machlokas over whether chaseba helps. So, this is how I think about it. If it's unclear, I'll say it in a different way. In the positive, meaning in Shitas Rav Yochanan by wine, where we're saying it needs a seba or a seba helps for it, there's no difference. Both things mean that if I want to have a kvias on this food, so a seba will work for this, whether we need it or whether it's helpful. Both of those things mean the same thing. The chiluk comes from the negative. If I say that wine, if I say that, let's say, yayin needs haseba, but everything else doesn't need haseba, then I can still have a kvias on those other things. They just don't need it. But if I say that wine, haseba helps for wine, so what about other things? The diuk to the negative would be that by other things, haseba doesn't even help. Yeah? So what I'm trying to bring out, before we see how this ties into all the shitos, is that the chiluk between needing and helping only matters in the negative. Only matters when we're saying that other things don't need or other things it doesn't help. Yeah? That's the difference. But in the positive, it's the same. So now, back to the Rashba. The Rashba says that there's no case in Rabbi Yochanan of the negative. Every single food, Shar Dvarim also, Haseba helps, / Haseba is necessary. No difference between those two things because we're in the positive. So there could be, in order to have a Kavias, Haseba is necessary. Is that clear? Yeah?
Necessary or helpful?
Yeah, those are the same in the positive, yeah? So, but in the Rush, who learns that Rav Yochanan is Davka talking about Yayin? So then, the difference between needing and helping is very important. Because by Shar Dvarim, it's going to come out as a huge nafkamina. Whether or not they don't need Haseba, or Haseba doesn't help for them. Yeah? Big nafkamina. So now, with understanding these two options, of the Rashba on the one hand and the Rush on the other hand, Tosos must go like who? The Rashba. Tosos must go like the Rashba. Because Tosos is saying that there's a seva by Shar Dvarim. And even more clear, in Tosos and Chulin, he brings the machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. He quotes two lashonis of Rav of whether Yayin doesn't need a seva or Yayin a seva doesn't help for it. But in Rabbi Yochanan, he brings one lashon. Because for Rav Yochanan, there's no difference. Because if we're saying like the Rashba, that Rav Yochanan is talking about Shar Dvarim also, then we've just shown that there's no difference between Tzarech and Moala. It's all the same thing. And that's why Tosfos and Chulin is only bringing one Lashon Rav Yochanan, because there's no difference. So it fits very nicely. This Tosfos is going like the Rashba, that Tosfos is going like the Rashba. Good. And they're going unlike the Rush. Okay, that's Shitas Tosfos. Is that clear? Because it is very confusing. Yeah? The Chiluk only applies in the negative. Yeah? And therefore, if the Rashba says, the Rabbi Yochanan is talking about everything, so the Chiluk doesn't make a difference. We see that in the Chulin, and then we understand Tosfos here also, all within Shitas or Rashba. Unlike the Rush. How does Rashi learn? So if you look at Rashi, what does Rashi say? So Rashi says we're talking about a case where there's bread. Right, Rashi's lashon is, let's find it. Vidvarim halalu inon ba'in lalafis is a pass. Does that sound familiar? Should sound familiar. Where's that? What sug is that coming from? Right, daf malif. And what was the context there? There's bread. And when it comes to bread, different foods might require bracha rishona. may require bracha rishon and bracha acharona, may require nothing. So Rashi clearly is talking about a case where there's bread. And Rashi says, what's the case? It's a case of something that's coming, shalom achmas asuda, which there, what did Rav Papa say there? It requires a bracha rishona, but not a bracha acharona. So good, it fits very well here where there's a bracha rishona, but what? First of all, Rashi's l'shitasa. Because Tosas couldn't have learned that way. Only Rashi can learn this way, who learns that machmas asuda means lafis as a pass. So now these foods that are not lafis are the second category, the second bava of shlom machmas asuda and require bracha rishona. As opposed to Tosos, Tosos wouldn't learn that way. Tosos holds these foods are machmas asuda. They don't even require bracha rishona. Tosos couldn't learn that way. But it's even better than that. Because you can ask on Rashi, why would Rashi learn this way? In a Chanami, it can fit with Rashi Shita to learn that there's bread and these are Dvarim, Habam, Shalom, Achmas, Asuda, and there's a Bracha Rishona. But why is Rashi introducing the case of bread? In the Gemara, there's no mention of Lacham anywhere. So the Teretz is that we can say that Rashi, unlike Tosfos, is going like the Rash, but Rashi goes like the Rush. And Rashi paskins like the Lishna Basra. That a Seba, according to Rav Yochanan, helps by wine. So Lefi the Rush. Let's see. This is confusing judgment. So we'll see if we're holding. Lefi the Rush. If we say, according to Rav Yochanan, that has Seba helps for Yayin. So now by Shar Dvarim, what do we say by Shar Dvarim? A Seba doesn't help. Good. So a Seba doesn't help by Shar Dvarim. So if a Seba doesn't help by Shar Dvarim, again, in the Rush, in Rashi, that we're saying Rashi is going like a Rush, so then, how is there a kvias on these foods? Must be there's lechem here. Of course, a seba. Of course, we can have a kvias on lechem. So must be there's lechem. A seba obviously makes a kvias by lechem, right? The discussion was over wine also, but a lechem avada. That's not a question. And now we understand Rashi needs to introduce lechem because he's going like the Rush, like Lishna Basra, that there would be no help of having a seba here because shar dvarim are not included in Rabbi Yochanan that a seba helps for wine. A seba doesn't help for shar dvarim. And therefore, it's very good for Rashi to introduce bread. That's the end of that sugya. Is that clear? Yeah. Any questions of...
We are recording.
What?
It's a recording if we have one. We missed the cheshbon, so we have the recording.
Right. But I'm saying the cheshbon was clear. If you're not paying attention and it's not clear, so that's something else. But if someone's paying attention and it's not clear, so then ask. Okay, the final sugya is Meish Lakos. Yeah. So, when it comes to vegetable soup, Meish Lakos, what's the bracha? What? Yeah, Adam. So, a very fundamental question when it comes to the Sugya Meish Lakos, the Rishonim ask, why is Meish Lakos any different than Dufsha D'Tamri? Dufsha D'Tamri, you make a shako. So, why should there be a difference? You should make a ha'etz on Dufsha D'Tamri. Why is it different than Meish Lakos? So, the Rush has a short teretz, which is up for debate on what it actually means. The Rush says that there's more tama pri when it comes to bishul than juicing, than schita. And many achronim understand based on this, that it's just tam ke ikker, and that's really all the Rush is saying. But Rebbe has a different understanding. And we're gonna show this through a Pnei Yoshua. The Pnei Yoshua asks a steer in the Rush. Right, on the one hand, the Rush was bothered on the difference between Dufsha D'Tamri and Meish Lakos, and he said this notion that we're trying to figure out. But there's another Rush. The Rush in Shuva asks, what's the difference between Meish Lakos and Mei Bishul Sa'orim? Meish Lakos is Adama, Mei Bishul Sa'orim is Shahakal. To that, the Rush answers that by Meish Lakos, the Iker Bishul is for the Shlakos, and therefore, since the Tam went into the water, so the water is now Adama, because the main bishul was for the vegetable. But by Meis Sa'orim, the bishul was for the water. And therefore, it's a shakal. So that's a chiluk between Meish Lakos and Meis Sa'orim. The Pnei Yoshua is bothered. Why doesn't the Rush just say the same chiluk that we said by Dufsha D'Tamri? That over there we said that meaning we should say the same chiluk we're saying by Meis Sa'orim in the Tshuva, we should say by Dufsha D'Tamri. Here we're saying you only get a hadama on something where the kavana is for that thing itself. The kavana is for the vegetable. So by Tufshin the Tamri also, the kavana was for the juice, it wasn't for the fruit. So they're also, just like May Bishal Sa'orim, there also you should get a shahakal. Who needs this other chiluk, this other cryptic chiluk of the Rush? Yeah? So Rebbe wanted to say that the tshuva is mechalik between Meishlakos and Meishpishal Sa'orim is that because you're cooking the vegetable soup for the vegetable, so the soup all becomes one tafshil. It's all one tafshil starting with the vegetable. As opposed to Meishpishal Sa'orim, you're cooking it for the liquid, so it doesn't take on this new tafshil. So the whole chiddush there is that by vegetable soup, the liquid becomes a tafshil with the vegetable. So we couldn't say the same chiluk by Tufshin d'Tamri, because of course fruit juice is considered one with the fruit. It's the actual juice, it comes from inside the fruit. So you can't tell me that the fruit juice is less of the fruit than the soup is of the vegetable. The fruit juice is the kishkis of the actual fruit. So this chiluk in the tshuva wouldn't work in the Rush itself. Therefore, the Rush is thinking of a different chiluk. And he says that vegetable soup is the taste of the vegetable be'etzem. The fruit juice is actually not the fruit taste, but rather it's the fruit juice. So what comes out is that we have two different chilukim. The reason why Meishlakos gets a hadama is for two steps, two reasons. First of all, there needs to be a kavana for the vegetable. So as opposed to Meibishal Sa'orim, where the kavana was for the water, in order for this to be a tavshil of vegetables, by Meishlakos we say it's a tavshil of vegetables because your kavana was for the vegetable. In addition, a secondary reason and step to get that adama is because the taste in the vegetable soup is the taste of the vegetable, but not the juice. The juice is not the taste of the fruit. It's the fruit juice ba'atzim. Yeah? That's Shidas HaRush with the Rebbe. So different than the other Achronim who explained Ketam Ke'ikr, there's a different svar in the Rush, incorporating both the Tshuva and the Rush himself. So, two more little parts to the sugya. So, the Rush himself has a suffix over whether or not we would say that when it comes to fruit soup, is that like Meishlakos that gets a hadama? So maybe fruit juice also get a eitz. So, very obvious question is, so what exactly would the suffix be? L'chor, they should be exactly the same. So, Hayefshir Lomar, that maybe it's just not the derech of peros to make them into fruit soup. And that's why there's a suffix, maybe fruit soup shouldn't get a eitz. But if that were true, so what would the Rush be? What would the Rush's kasha be from Dovshir the Tamri? Dovshir the Tamri, it's not the derech to Dovshir the Tamri. It's not the normal derech. So why do we need a separate chiluk being mechalik between Dovshir the Tamri and Meishlakos? How can there be a suffik? By Dovshir the Tamri, we say Dovshir the Tamri is a shahakol. So then, how can there be a suffik by fruit juice? Fruit juice we're saying is a suffix. Tushit the Tamri said was a Baal HaShakel. So why should this be any different than Tushit the Tamri? So we said, no. That's not the chiluk. That's not the reason for the suffix. The reason for the suffix is, based on what we said above, that maybe it's not the derech to cook peros. So the fruit soup wouldn't then become one tafshil of fruit soup. But that would not be enough to tell us a difference between fruit soup and fruit juice. Fruit juice is entirely different. Fruit juice is avada going to be one tafshil, so it's going to be a totally separate chiluk of this. Meaning, I'm not being so clear. The suffix here by fruit soup is that maybe it's not the normal derech to cook the peros, and therefore there's room for suffix whether or not fruit soup would be like vegetable soup. When it comes to fruit juice, that's an entirely different discussion. There, obviously, the fruit juice is one tafshil with the actual fruit. The fruit juice is the etzem part of the fruit. But there's a separate chiluk, and that takes us down not only from a suffix to the point where the din is actually about the gemiyah shahakol. And there, the chiluk is that fruit juice, it might be all one part of the fruit, but fruit juice is different than the taste of fruit. It's a whole different thing. It's a different chefza than the taste of fruit. The taste of fruit is one thing, and then fruit juice is a separate thing, nichlal in the pri. But it's different than the pri itself. So we understand now what could be the suffix of the rush, yeah? Yeah?
Yes.
Okay, the tour brings Rabbeinu Yechiel. That vegetable juice gets a hadama, kol shekein from soup. That avada vegetable juice is going to get a hadama, because we see that vegetable soup gets a hadama. And the tour is cholik on this, because he says that juice is... No. Juice is a shino legreisa. So the Mefarshim asks on the tour. He quoted a breath before from his father, the Rush, that juice is different fundamentally than soup. So why is he giving a different chiluk between vegetable juice and vegetable soup? Say the same chiluk between fruit juice and vegetable soup, which is that juice is different than the taste of fruit or the taste of the vegetable. Why is he coming up with a different chiluk? So Rebbe wanted to say that this chiluk in the Torah is addressing a different question entirely. Meaning, once you've already given the chiluk between juice and soup, so now we understand that juice is not the same taste of the actual fruit. Fine. But you can ask a separate kasha. Why, or separate shaila, to be more precise. Why is it that juice is not ha'itz? In a chanami, it's not the same taste as the fruit. But what? I can hear a question that maybe it should be ha'itz. So, but MS, that question is really a question of the sugya of Zeya Ba'alma, where we say that Tirosh V'Yitzar, those things get the bracha of Ha'etz, as opposed to every other kind of juice, which is considered to be a Zeya Ba'alma and gets a Shehakel. So, in that sugya, there were a few different opinions, a few different mepharshim explained, why is it that Tirosh V'Yitzar is different than everything else? So, Tosfos wanted to say, it's a Gzeres HaChasov. The Rashba quoted from Rashi, the Rashba quoted from Tosfos, so it's two different Mahachim, that the Rashba B'Shem Rashi said that Zeisim V'Anavim are planted al das Tirosh V'Yitzar. And the Rashba B'Shem Tosfos explained that Tirosh V'Yitzar are a Shino Le'iluya. So we can now say that the tour is just going Aliba to the Rashba B'Shem Tosfos, who explained that Tirosh V'Yitzar are Shino Le'iluya. So he's explaining that vegetable juice is not a hadama because it doesn't have that mila of Shino Le'iluya. And the only way that a juice can get a ha'itz or a hadama is when it's Mishana Le'iluya. So the tour is coming to address an entirely different point. In a chanami, juice is not the same thing as the soup. But why is juice not a ha'itz? Why is this not like Tirosh V'Yitzar? So he says, because this is an example of a juice that's not Nishtana Le'iluya. And that's why it's a Shehaka. Oh. Very nice. So that's all Shidas HaRosh. So now Rebbe just finished off by going a little bit into the Rashba. And this will finish. So the Rashba has an entirely different chiluk between Meish Lakos and Dusha De Tamri. And he says that most vegetables are eaten Al Yidei Shlika. And since that's how most vegetables are eaten, so mei shlikasam is kamosam. The vegetable soup is like the actual vegetable, that's how it's normally eaten. This is lishitaso. How so? Or at least Rabbi thinks, at least in the Havim, it's lishitaso. Because the Rashba doesn't learn like Shitas Tosfos, that Tiras Vishas are Gzeres HaKasav, and rather brings Rashi and a different version of Tosfos that either Tirosh V'Yitzar is why this thing is planted, or Tirosh V'Yitzar is a Shino Le'iluya, but not that it's a Gzeres HaChasav. So once we have other svaras, we can say that Meish Lakos is the same thing as Tirosh V'Yitzar. And that's what the Rashba is saying. that most vegetables are eaten via shlika, and mei shlikasim is kamosam, that's just a way of saying that that mei shlakos is really another example of tirus v'yitzar. But as kishmak as that sounds, Rebbe's gonna reject this. I mean, Rebbe first brings a raya that really, if they were different, so then we wouldn't even need a din of tirus v'yitzar, because just have the din of mei shlakos, and the tirus v'yitzar, that's obvious. It's no worse than mei shlakos. Right? The whole point about mei shlakos is that that's how most vegetables are consumed. They're consumed as the soup. But l'chaira, we would say that when it comes to tirush v'yitzar, that's how zeisim and avim are usually consumed. But Rebbe rejects this for two reasons. First of all, l'chaira the Rashi should say this. If tirush v'yitzar is functioning the exact same way as mishlakos, so there should be some diburim in the Rashba saying that they're functioning in the same way. It's the same din. He seems to be saying two totally different svaras, and that's really the second kasha. The second kasha is that these svaras are entirely different. Right, the svara by mishlakos, that most vegetables are eaten al yeshlika, is a different svara than the two svaras he brings for tirush v'yitzar. So Rebbe wants to say no. Really, they are two different dinim. That tirush v'yitzar is one din, and it gets ha'etz for one reason, because it's a pre-mitzat atz, because they're peros mitzat atzman, as opposed to mishlakos, that no, the mishlakos, it's not a pre, the vegetable soup is not a pre, the vegetable soup is a nigrar achar the vegetable, and that's why it gets a hadama. But if so, hadar kushir del duchte, if we're saying they're two different dinim, we're back to step one, which was what? Okay, so they're two different dinim. Why do we need a different svar for tirush v'yitzar? Who needs tirush v'yitzar? Tirush v'yitzar are no worse than mei shlakos, right? Meaning, mei shlakos are. That's normally how vegetables are eaten. L'chaira, zeisim anavim are usually eaten as tirush v'yitzar. So we could say something else here. The reason why we need a new svara for tirush v'yitzar is not to show me why they get a bracha they eat. So that avad I would have known from mishlakos. But rather, this svara that we're saying, whether or not you go like the Rashi or the Rashi version of Tosfos, shows me why the tirush v'yitzar is be'etzem apri. Mishlakos is avad not be'etzem apri. It's not a pri adama. It's nigrar achar, the vegetable. The tirush v'yitzar is be'etzem apri. And it has nafk min is ladina. For example, tirush v'yitzar is chayv in arla. It's chayv in shruma. It's chayv in bikurim. So in a chanami, mitzad the bracha, we don't need another svara. But mitzad, the kedusha of the peros, so that we need a new svara to show that why tirush v'yitzar is a pri. Yeah? Good? Clear?
How exactly, going back to the second question, was that it seems that the svaras from tirush v'yitzar, or svara for tirush v'yitzar and for mishlakos are different. How exactly are they different? One of them was that that's the reason it's planted, right? That that's the reason that you planted the and zaysen.
Yeah.
If you say that that's mishlakos, most vegetables are eaten on a day shlika, then that's the reason you're planting, because that's how you're going to be eating. And I guess it's not exactly the product itself, but that would be the reason you're planting things, because that's your name. What was the second?
Meaning the two options in the Rashba were maybe it's a shinui l'iluya or notim al daskein. Those were the two different approaches in the Rashba. Shinui l'iluya. Yeah. So in a chanami, it's similar to svaras, and that's why Rabbi had such a havim, you know? But, and by the way, I think the Iker Kasha is the first Kasha. The Iker Kasha is that the Rashba should mention something. Yeah, that's the Iker Kasha. But Rabbi's hesitating, and the second Kasha, he's hesitating. He's saying, in a chanami, they're similar, which you're right, but the svaras of Mishana l'iluya and the svara of planting al-daskein is more be'etzem to the juice itself. And we see that from Rabbi's Mahalach at the end. That these svaras are making the juice into a pri. They're before anything even happened. They're notan al-daskein, Mishana l'iluya. They're svaras that make the juice into a pri. As opposed to saying this is the normal way to eat something, so that can be interpreted as just a svara that the juice is just nigrar achar the pri, because that's usually how it's eaten, so it's nigrar achar the pri. In a chanami, they're very similar, and I think the Iker Kasha is the first kasha.
Not exactly the same thing. Still,
yeah.
Even though the first one is
The first, I think the first kasha is the karkasha. If tirush v'yitzar is functioning the same way as meish lakos, so the Rashi should say that.
Right.
Yeah. Good.
Very good.
All right. Shkoyach.